Testing. You can hear me, right? Let's see. Okay, super awesome, wonderful. You can hear me. I just woke up and I've brought my computer to my kitchen because I feel like I want to make breakfast today. But I kind of don't want to make breakfast alone. My cat has zoomies. Anyways, I'm kind of lazy when it comes to taking care of myself, so I have some pre-cut potatoes to make hash browns, and I have 2 eggs that I can scramble to make with the hash browns. So we're gonna do that. And I apologize for animal noises and other stuff like that. I haven't started yet. I guess the most I have is the pan on the stove, which, let's go ahead and heat up the stove. Set it to a little over medium heat. Let's go ahead and grab my hash browns. Another thing that I would like to apologize for is I have some squeaky floorboards, so you might hear them creaking and leaking sometimes. I hope it doesn't bother you. How do I open this? Simply potatoes. How do I open these? Maybe I need to use a knife. Okie dokie. Let's put our hash browns on the stove, huh? I kind of just sprinkle them on there. Okay. I might have poured too many. It's okay. The hash browns aren't resealable, so we're gonna put them in a plastic Ziploc bag. My cat is watching me. She seems very interested in my rockfish. Let's get all the air out. And we're gonna Ziploc bag. Ziploc bag back in the fridge. Yes. I only have 2 eggs left. I hope they're not expired or anything. But we'll set these aside. And then I'll use a spatula to flatten out my hash browns. But I need to put salt and pepper on them because they're not flavored at all. Salt. I really like salty food, so I like to put a lot of salt. And I'll put some pepper. There we go.
outside and chewy on the inside. Let's get a paper plate. Just have my spatula on. And then this will also be where the food goes when I'm done. I think as well, I have a... Hold on. I didn't... I use these red Solo cups, but some of them are kind of stuck together. I think maybe they melted or something. In all honesty, I imagine it's not very healthy to drink out of red Solo cups every day. I might be getting like plastic poisoning or something. That's okay though. I have a strawberry and banana, like, fruit drink, so we're gonna shake it up. Okay, and we're gonna pour. There we go. And of course, now we gotta put it back in the refrigerator. See, I was gonna have coffee, but I feel like if I'm eating eggs and hash browns, I should have something a little more healthy than coffee, you know? It tastes really good. I haven't really perfected the art of cooking hash browns, so I feel like I never make them very good. But I've only made them like 2 or 3 times, so I'm still learning. I'm still learning. They're not crispy yet. Maybe I should turn the heat up.
How did you sleep last night? I think I slept okay, but I woke up in the middle of the night from a nightmare. It was so scary, but it's okay. It's the morning now, so I feel a bit better. And my cat is clawing at a box. Can you hear her? I can't believe it. I mean, I'm sure I can eat it all, but it is kind of a lot. It's okay. Well, why don't I tell you what I'm gonna do today? Or what I'm gonna try to do. I worry I might get too lazy and start playing Tears of the Kingdom again, but I need to continue to move everything out of my room. Because I'm packing up, because I'm moving. But it's so much work. I'm just lazy. You know? What are you gonna do today?
Hopefully I'm not burning my hash browns. When I was a kid, I used to hate hash browns,
but I used to have a lot of different tastes. Like when I was a baby, my mom says one of my favorite things to eat were olives. I haven't had an olive in a really long time, though. I'm trying to think of other things I used to not like. I think there was a point in time where I didn't like sushi, but I love sushi now. Obviously. And... I don't know. Moving is so stressful.
It's gonna be my first time moving out, Ina. Well, moving on my own. I moved out when I was
a lot younger, but it was mom on my own. But now I'm really gonna move out on my own. Pay my own rent. My own internet. But you know what? I'm gonna be able to live stream. And we can spend more time together. Doesn't that sound nice?
I love spending time with you. Man, I'm gonna have to buy so many things.
I'm gonna have to buy my own pots and pans, my own silverware. What else do people need? I don't know, but I'm gonna need it. It's kind of crazy, right? I wonder if I'll do okay. I hope so.
If you were here, maybe I could give you morning kisses. I think my hash browns are almost done. A little more crazy.
When I was a kid, I hated scrambled eggs. I only ate sunny side up. I still prefer sunny side, but I'm a little more willing to eat scrambled now. Okay, let's add the eggs to my hash browns.
Let me crack them first to make sure they're not rotten. That looks okay. Separately, but
I wanted to try cooking them together.
Okay, let's do our last egg. Our second one. It is our last one, so. Yeah. Now I have egg gunk all over my hands. I need to wash it off. There we go. Now we just have to try and get it on the plate, I think. I kind of have to sneeze, but it's not coming out. I touched it by accident. That's definitely gonna leave a burn. I'll be okay. It hurts. It hurts. I'll leave it against my cold juice cup. Doesn't feel good. It hurts. Am I gonna die? I hope not. This is just a remind you to be more careful when you're in the kitchen. You don't want to burn yourself like I did, huh? Let's grab a fork.
potato and egg are still steaming, but let's get a bite and blow on it, so cool it off. It's really hot stew, but it tastes good. Even if I burnt my finger, I'd say breakfast was a success. And it tastes good, and I'm sure I'm gonna feel real healthy afterwards. Thank you for making breakfast with me. It was nice to have company. I'll see you later, okay? I love you.